Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome. Enjoy doing that. It's one of my favorite things to do is create opening videos.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. So I want to welcome again everybody here. Maybe this may be our group right here, Rich. So maybe some people will be dropping in. But it's so wonderful to see everybody. We're going to start out with, I'd like to tell you a little bit about my experience with the book, of publishing the book with Rich. It's been a delightful experience. We've had a lot of fun having some Zoom meetings and a lot of emails. I think, Rich, you probably break the record on numbers of emails sent.
A lot of bad jokes.
A lot of great jokes. Yeah, I enjoy your sense of humor. It's been a pleasure to work with you on your book, and I'm so happy. I feel like when I help a poet birth their book, I feel like I'm giving birth as well to this treasure that is all about everything that's within them, you know, in their writing. And so I'm deeply honored to have published your book, to have you amongst my power group of published poets and authors. And, with the book Constellations, when I received the manuscript, I found it really hard to put down. It was really, really pulled me. It really dug deep. Some people that know me know that I write a lot of poems that kind of go toward kind of the blue, sad kind of side, but, you know, have some kind of a ray in them as well. And I feel like that's what Rich writes too. You know, of his poetry, it's the truth, it's to the gut, and it's to the warmth and to experience of life, and tells it like it is. I really like that aspect of Rich's poetry. I'd like to open it up for a discussion to anyone else who would like to share about their experience of working with Rich, and and as far as, you know, some of the people have read these poems, I think most of you probably have, that are in this book. And would anybody have anything they'd like to offer before we do some recitations?
Where to begin? I've known Rich a few years now in my one of my boutique groups. And it's always a pleasure to have him in the group. And that's what I have to say.
Thank you.
I just want to say congratulations, Rich. I know this is a really big step for any poet to publish your first book. And I know you've taken great care putting this book together. I just wanted to remark that this poetry reminds me of my favorite poet, because I think you land on some of the same concepts that she does, where you're talking about the way we connect to life. And I think that's a really important theme. So I think you write really important poetry. And I really am a fan of your work. Thank you so much for putting it out in the world for everyone.
Thank you. Which poet do you are you referring to?
Mary Oliver. And I'm going to read one of her poems today, actually.
Huh. Yeah, I like her.
Rich, I want to say congratulations too. I know this is a very, very, very big event. I haven't purchased your book yet, but I will. I want to say
only twice the price for you.
The couple of years that I've known you and worked with you, I have seen a great shift in your work. I love your early stuff, which was a little out there, but I've always been very impressed with your phrasing and your ability to put unlike ideas together to create something new. Your most recent work is a little more accessible. And I love the way you have shifted into a kind of poetry that reminds me of Billy Collins, where you start out with some mediocre object and then make it shift into something extremely profound. I think that your more recent poetry is more accessible. Although I'm going to say, I like your old poetry too. So I'm very happy for you that you're getting this published. And I'm very glad to see you shift as a poet because that makes you, it makes me know that we're constantly changing. Maybe what we've written before isn't that great. Maybe what we're writing now isn't wonderful. Yours is, though. Yours is always good. But I do appreciate what I've seen evolve in you. I think you've done a great job. One other thing that I want to say about your work. Mm-hmm. I love that you include your passion for animals. That to me is what grabs me about your work. So thanks a lot, Rich. Good luck with your book.
Thanks.
I also want to congratulate you, Rich, on your book. I love the opening film, Lisa. It shows the exuberance that someone feels when they publish, especially their first book, you know, and it reminded me also of Rich's feeling. He's celebrating his whole life in writing these poems, and he's very enthused about it. Our lives that seem very little are as large as any constellation in the sky. And the constellation really is our friends living and dying and having coffee and walking the dog and, you know, and how we are all so very connected. It makes me tearful as I was reading the book again a little bit earlier. You know, somewhere in the beginning, you say you don't believe in God. And the whole book is about believing in God, you know, and seeing God and everything connected. I mean, as God is in the sky, you know, he's also right at our elbow, you know, and in our pocket. There was a joke in the New Yorker that came out. I think I just got it in the mail yesterday. It was very funny. And it reminded me, it said, maybe you saw it. How did that go? Someone's talking to God. God is standing there and he says, God, I think you need to clean up your desktop. And he's looking at the sky. It reminded me of your constellations. Wonderful.
That's funny.
And thank you for asking me to write a blurb. I feel honored that you did.
Oh,
that.
Of course.
Perry
is a wonderful teacher.
Yes, Perry. I loved what you said, Perry. I didn't know Richard or Rich. I came across his writing about his experience with his mother and having Alzheimer's. And I was starting to put together the book, Writing Away the Demons, Stories of Creative Coping through transformative language. And I could feel him, you know, his sensitivity, his love for his mother. And that was really profound. And so I contacted him and asked that he be part of the book and write a chapter about what he experienced. And yes, I did notice that almost every poem had in it place and space. Okay, place and space. Either the sun, the moon, the stars, the galaxies, the little center of time. So I'm thrilled for you. It is so exciting to create and see that your creation is out there. And you have stayed committed to working on yourself and your writing and getting it out to the public. So this is a great celebration. Congratulations.
Thank you for that, both Sherry and Perry. It was a thrill to be, you know, part of your book, Sherry, Writing Away the Demons. I'm glad that what I do is communicating to other people some of the feelings and thoughts that I have that I hope will be will work in positive ways for people in their relationships with other people. I mean, whether it has to do with dementia or just regular communication, in the crazy world that we live in, the whole gamut. I try to take elements of life and try to find the essence in them and see what's important. Some things that are important for me, of course, are not important for other people, but I can only speak for myself. And hopefully it impinges on something that's shared because it's something that's universal, and so other people can relate to it. So it's what I strive to do anyway. And to the extent that it's successful, I'm glad to be able to do it.
Why don't we go ahead and move forward and do some recitations? Thank you all so much for speaking up and talking about Rich's book. It's beautiful to hear what you all have to say. First of all, we're going to have Elliot Rubin. Elliot M. Rubin is an exciting American poet who has been in numerous anthologies and books of poems. His free verse style of writing is refreshing and easily understood. And you can find him on the Instagram, Elliot M. Rubin. And I'll put the link in chat. Elliot, you can come right on in. And you're muted, Elliot.
Now you should be able to hear me.
There's
two pieces. This first one I wrote recently, living in a senior development, it's like dominoes waiting for them to fall. And there was a couple that we used to go out with, and the husband died recently. And I wrote this poem about from the widow's point of view. It's titled Heartbroken. This morning the sun rose bright and early, yet I mourn the daylight. My husband died last night. I hear birds chirp their tunes and see squirrels dash about across my green mowed lawn as they search for whatever they search for. While I sit at his bedside, waiting for them to take my lover of 50 years away forever. Forever was to be ours together, if only they dig it a little deeper. And now we'll go on to something a little more cheerful. The next one is Goals, G-O-A-L-S. It's my Brooklyn accent. I hope you understand it. I decided to decide on a goal, not just any goal, but a major one, to be known to all, to stand on the knoll where everyone will read my poems. Each page will bring smiles, where tears will stream like a river, rampaging unbridled, powerful, clearing all debris of muddled thought, until my name floats on calm waters as readers swim through my words, page after page, book after book, until sleep conquers consciousness and poetic stanzas fade into memory. Thank you.
Thanks, Elliot.
I'm sorry, I know you didn't hear a word I said. Thank you, Elliot. I love your accent. I could hear you read all day.
Okay. Elliot, you'll appreciate this. I just picked up a triple decker corned beef and pastrami and coleslaw to celebrate kind of like a Brooklyn tradition. Celebrate later.
That sounds delicious.
There's very few good delis left.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm waiting for Hobbies to reopen the dining room in Newark.
This one's called The Pickled Herring. It's right near me. And it used to be called, I think, Carrie and David's. Right, Dan? Is that right? Yeah, I think so. So anyway, 520 in Morganville.
Okay, next we have Sherry Ryder. Dr. Ryder is the director of Creative Writing Center, co-author of Writing Away the Demons, Stories of Creative Coping Through Transformative Writing. Her mission, as quoted, to reclaim voice, soul, and tap the innate creative healing ability of individuals, groups, and communities through creative writing, and that's R-I-G-H-T-I-N-G. Creative writing is the strategic application of story, poetry, and journaling for wellness. Sherry?
Yes, thank you. So I'm going to take two of the poems, from this book. And Rich did an amazing chapter on the words that built a fortress, how he was able to keep sane while watching his mother succumb to Alzheimer's. Commentary. There is so much to be said, and she cannot say much. Her eyes can focus as little as her mind. I see my mom in shades of gray. My home is near a children's school whose poles are rainbow colors, like crayons or the fruit cocktail I fed her today. Peach, like the perfect fruit, asked her if she's ready to go, and she said, not yet, in a little while. And I don't know if she meant from the room or from life. She cannot say much, but she did say, this is the little center of time. And
yeah, did.
Yeah. Go ahead, Rich.
No, I'm just saying those were literally her words, and
it
got me very amazed. Because it's really, you know, spot on, and she managed to focus on, you know, for just a brief instant on one of those essences that I was talking about, and like one of Joyce's epiphanies, you know, and it struck me, and so I was sure to jot it down for future reference, that even when we're most susceptible to the forces of nature, then there's still a consciousness that's striving to overcome and to perceive and to express itself. And so that's what I got out of that moment. It was her affirmation.
And yes, it's profound because it is a metaphor, and she is saying something very important. So it is all the more astonishing. And the second poem that I chose from Rich is The Shadow Knows. She holds her head in her hands, as though trying to stop anything more from falling out. Once in a while, she gathers strength and pushes at her brow, striving to remember where she is and who. Today, she was doing better. It was beautiful outside, so we didn't have to talk about anything inside, like whether she wanted to leave life. One day, she thought she saw an old woman we thought might be her mother. There is no more time now for anything but time. And soon even that will be gone. Shadow is everywhere. Each time her mom comes a little closer, a little bit closer, each time the other side is not so far away. One day there'll be no reason for my mother to stay here. One day she'll go over there to stay. Sometimes words emerge from hiding. I ask her if she's outside, and she answers, "Outside, inside, what's the difference?" There are always ways that we can block the sun. Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Ryder. That was beautiful. Thank you, Richard, for writing those words.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Carol Johns is a recently retired teacher of English, taught juniors and seniors for the Marine Academy of Science and Technology for 27 years. As the school's basic focus is math and science, Carol worked arduously to include challenging literature and art into the curriculum. In 2019, she lost her husband of 45 years and works diligently to keep her adult children close. In retirement, she hopes to pursue some creative goals such as drawing, oil painting, writing, but it seems that cooking is the art form with the most magnetic sway. She's also an amateur gardener and furniture refinisher. Carol avidly reads medical and nutritional literature and serves as an effective and accurate advisor to her friends and family on health issues. Carol lives in Long Branch with her adult daughter and four cats, and yes, it is possible that they are both crazy cat women. Carol?
I actually feel embarrassed to read anything after listening to Rich's. So I'm going to read one, and it is in the thematic focus of constellation, so I will share this. This is called Earthbound. Brace of night air against warm lungs. My mortal vision draws up to the matrix of heaven. The clear stars stir my spirit as I reach to see the edge of time. My eyes search deep infinity to find your home star, where I will meet you someday. Then I will speak all the tenderness I did not say, if you will still listen. But for now, the giant hills, coursing rivers, sweet grass meadows, heavy green waters of the ocean will be the boundaries of my world. I study the smooth stones of my walkway as I close the garden gate.
Thank you, Carol. It was a wonderful selection.
Thank you.
Thanks, Carol. Great.
Donna McCormick is a writer and editor based in Ohio, where she lives with and loves her Michael and many non-human children. You can find her on Instagram, and I'll put the links in chat. Donna?
Hello, everyone. I elected to read my favorite poem from Constellations today. It's called, and another piece from Mary Oliver. And I'll talk a little, just say a sentence about that one before I read that one. This first one is from Constellations. It's called Not My Little Troubles. I, who had never really believed in God, was left to comfort her with her belief. Her two brothers were dying 1,000 miles away, and all she could do was cry. I walked her to her car and told her to believe God would take care of them. She smiled and thanked me without knowing. I had no idea what I was saying, just thought it would serve best, just didn't know what else to do. I did not make the sign of the cross or star or crescent, said no other words, just listened to the birds that made no sounds. Looked at the sky and hoped there was more there than I could see, some point that would transform my ignorance and her pain, some shape beyond the snowflake's crystal. After I read that piece, after I decided that was my favorite piece in Constellations and that I was going to read that piece, I gave some thought to the idea of constellations and stars in the sky. And I thought about Mary Oliver's Wild Geese. And Mary Oliver was somebody, was poetry that I always kind of connected with Richard's poetry, because both of these brilliant poets' work always made me want to look up and out. So Signs in the Sky was kind of the idea. And if there's two things that really make me think of Signs in the Sky, it's stars and birds. So this is my favorite poem about birds. This is Wild Geese from Mary Oliver. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clean blue air, are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over announcing your place in the family of things.
Thanks, Donna.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you for having me, Richard. I'm so honored that you asked me to come today. So thank you so much.
Of course. Of course.
And I think you're brilliant. I just want you to know that.
Thanks. Compliment accepted.
Thank you so much, Donna. Wonderful selections. Dr. Perry Longo is, as per her website, Perry's life is helping others to find their voices, whether in a role as a marriage, family, and child therapist, a poet teacher through California Poets in the Schools, CPITS, or poet working in a therapeutic mode. Perry?
Somehow I miss the idea that I should find a poem of Richard's to read, but that's very interesting because I have his manuscript up on my computer. And Donna, it's also interesting that you picked the poem that you did, because as I was scanning Rich's poems again in Constellations, that was one of my favorite poems too. But if you don't mind, I'm still going to be on screen, but I'm going to pull up Rich's poems, and I'll just read a poem out of the blue. in thinking of his book, and see what I pick. And so I am going to go to the book. And
they're all quite good.
Yeah, they're all quite wonderful. I figure anything I pick is going to be great. Let me see, did I
get the last word?
Okay, so here we are. Well, it's about your mother, and so many of your poems, you know, Rich, you are a healer at heart. I have a sister with severe dementia, and I learn about how to speak with people who have little memory reading your poems, right. So I want to thank you for that. Journey in Her Room. There are no more sentences in my mother's life. No more bridges for us to cross the chasm. When she does speak, syllables tumble out like rocks, falling this way and that. She seems so lost, unconnected in the world we make sense of, homeless. I grab a book of Neruda and cover her with his words like a blanket. It gives me more peace than her. Reading poems fights the noise of the vacuum outside and her silence. Most I cannot read because they speak of time or death or memory, sickness and sadness, loss, loneliness or life, all things too familiar to her or too strange. Sometimes fragments get through my net, buzz at her like bad dreams. When they get too close or too far away, she wheels herself to the wall. Thank you for that, Rich.
Thank you for that reading.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Let me add that Perry is a very gifted poet out in the wilds of Santa Barbara, California. And what do you have, four or five books? I forget, Perry?
Five.
Okay.
Four regular books and one for kids, one for children.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's why I was confused. Anyway, they're all wonderful. Let me recommend that people check out Perry Longo.
Thank you, Rich.
And I have put all of the links, the websites for everybody in the chat too. So if anybody wants to save those to take a look at later on.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you. Richard has been writing for over 50 years and has given readings at several libraries, Barnes & Nobles, and Colts Neck Fair. He has had almost 100 poems published in the Monmouth Review, 5 in Collage, 2 in the International Journal of Poetry Therapy, 1 in Passenger Magazine, and 2 in East Meets West. In 2009, he contributed a chapter to the book Writing Away the Demons, a compendium of 13 writers' stories of how each of them used writing to deal with life crisis, edited by poetry therapist Dr. Sherry Ryder. We cherish and we celebrate the release of Constellations, and I'm going to turn it over to Rich.
Okay, I guess I will share the screen here. Oh.
Let me give you that option.
Right.
Okay, you should be good.
Good. Okay. All right, so let me begin with the first poem in the book called Unbound. It kind of sets the theme for the rest of the book in a way. Unbound. The kite flyer does not move, but soars, kisses the air, makes vicarious love to the sun. He stands patiently at the edge of the sky, unreeling his bound self, sensing the shifts of the wind like a blind lover, and takes what shapes emerge. We are so far from God, so near. This is an old poem, but I think it sets up a kind of a dialectic where it's kind of the human condition, I think. We're so close and so far at the same time. And in a way, everything can be seen as you know, the juxtaposition or the conflict of those two sides. And it's something that I try to explore in my writing. And how successfully I do that is up to the individual reader. So hopefully it works. Okay, pick one. This one's called Field of Vision. I brought a notebook, but I did not write because I thought there were no words. There are words. They just are not enough to paint the picture that God did with the simplest tools he needed, tossing rocks into space for us to see and marvel at. Remember our place in the sun, on the earth, in the world that is so much larger than anything but dream. Out in the field, it was cold and it hurt without a pillow lying on the hard dirt. And I thought of getting up to go home to the shower. And I thought of my dog shaking herself off when she got wet. And I thought of the droplets that flew from her fur like the meteors I saw flung from God in the night. It was dark, it was cold, and it hurt, but it hurt so much more to say goodbye. Lastly, promises. I am too old to wait for the meteors as I lie in the field under the cloudy sky. They were supposed to appear, but have not. I am glad to have come out anyway, and I have seen meteors before. If I could, I would pluck them from the stars, but I cannot. My arms reach up, and my cat comes to rub against me. We go back home, and I will see meteors again. The fingers of the trees still point to the sky. Thank you, everyone.
So, Rich, how does it feel to be to this point with your book?
Weird. It feels great. I mean, I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled to be able to share and to get what's inside out there, and to hopefully communicate. And I'm gratified that that I was able to make it this far. A lot of my friends didn't. A lot of my best friends. And I wish they were here today, but I like to feel that they're here in spirit. And as this, the same with my parents, and that we're all in this together. And I thank everyone who's here and who's not here that has been supportive. I'm just glad that we're able to participate together. So thank you all for that.
I'd like to say one other thing about Rich, who I've never met.
Right.
Until today. I mean,
right.
We emailed over the years. I don't know. I think Rich found me somewhere. We emailed a little bit, and sometimes more than other times.
Through Sherry. Actually,
right. And through Sherry, right? Okay, that makes sense. Through the poetry therapy, I admire Rich's. He has a people on his email. He sends his poems to, and asks for comments openly. And I don't often get around to making a comment, but I am absolutely. Blown away by his dedication to writing and to his own writing. He keeps it. And if I don't respond, that's okay. He doesn't say anything. He sends another poem. And I just think it's so wonderful that he puts himself out there so freely for comments and just wanting anybody's ideas. Rich, I think that's really, I think you're a very dedicated poet, and I'm so happy to see you with this book now, because you have plenty to say. And the other thing is, in many of your poems, you're searching for wisdom, you know, now that you're older, so to speak.
Yeah.
You're very wise. you don't have to go anywhere else. You've got it, you know. And just reading these poems, you know, it's like, I feel a little wiser. I'm going to stop worrying about whether I'm wise or not, because that's just a myth. You know, when you get older, you're supposed to be wise. And then you go, oh, my God, can I say anything wise? You know, but I love that attitude in your book and you and in your very being. So thank you.
I think my wife is probably holding herself in from commenting on how wise I am. But we won't go there. We'll leave that for the imagination until later when I hear of it.
I just want to add one thing, you know, Rich. I know you're very aware of who is not there in the flesh. And earlier today, I heard a poet And I know Maya Angelou also believed in, and this is a belief among Indigenous people, that when you want your ancestors to be present, you bring them to the event with you in spirit. Mm-hmm. And I just want to add that this is a great moment for you and all the people who love you, who have loved you, are with you.
Thank you for that. That's a precious thought to hold on to.
Yeah.
And maybe the kernel of my next poem.
Yes.
I would like to invite you all to feel free to write any comments in the chat as well, and I'll be sure to save that for Rich. It's always kind of nice to see what people have to say kind of after the fact in that. Leah, you joined us just a little bit ago. Welcome to the group. Does anybody else have anything they'd like to share?
I just want to say one thing. I had told Rich earlier, I've got like 3 events today and I have to leave now. I have to go to another one quickly, but
go for it.
And I've loved being a part of this and seeing you all. Bye-bye for now and congratulations.
Thank you.
It was wonderful having you, Perry. Thanks again. We'll talk soon.
I apologize for being so late, but I'm glad I got here when I did.
Thank you.
Rich, I also have to leave, and I really appreciate that you invited me to come to the launch. I feel very happy about that. All right, goodbye to all, and Rich, congratulations again.
Thanks again.
Thank you, Carol. Thank you for reading.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye. Okay. Well, thank you all so much for coming out this afternoon and sharing in this happy event. Without any further ado, I think we'll go ahead and close out. But thank you so much. Congratulations to Rich. It's going to be interesting to see what your next plan is. So keep us posted.
You'll be the first to know.
Thank you. That's an honor.
May I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
Sure.
I keep looking. I've been looking in Amazon for the book for the paperback version, and I haven't
seen it
yet.
Click on the link in the chat.
Okay.
Yeah, says prolificpulse.com/Richard Fireman. If you click on that takes you to Richard's page, and the Amazon link is on there.
I'm not seeing anything in the chat. Hold on, just let me.
I can put it in there again.
And I can give you a cheat sheet. Amazon is a little slower than Barnes & Noble.
Yeah, Amazon is being a little quirky right now. Yeah.
Okay.
If you type in the search box, Richard Fireman Constellations, you have to have both my name and the title of the book. It is available. There's a link. But if you just type in my name, you get all kinds of things about Fireman.
If you do it backwards, even it still won't find it. If you have Constellations Richard Fireman, it still won't find you.
It's algorithms are funny things.
Yeah, Amazon's a little slow sometimes to get everything.
Or you could order it from Barnes and Noble has it, and it's free shipping. But it's weird. Amazon's catching up, but they're. It's a big beast. I guess it moves slowly.
Yeah. The link is in chat if you check that, and I just updated it. So the Amazon should work.
Why are you not showing me this? It's so strange.
I am not seeing the link.
Yeah.
I'll put it in again.
Lisa, are you sending it to everyone or just to one person?
Oh, I bet it's going to. Okay, thank you. It went to waiting room for Pete's sake. Okay. No wonder I'm not seeing.
There it is. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everyone. I hope you all have a great week ahead.
Yes, congrats,
thanks,
Richard.
Everyone.
Yes, congratulations.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks. Thanks again, Lisa, for everything. I'd like to also thank Jill Kimmelman, who couldn't be here, through whom I met Lisa. So she was instrumental in getting this to be possible. I thought it was important to mention that. And onward and upward. We'll be producing more words and getting them out into the universe, and we'll see where they land.
We look forward to that.
And Diane, it's great to have you here, and all those your different books that you've been working on back there, Rich.
I'm sure. All of those are mine. Yeah, no, those are Diane. Diane has her own set of books that produce powerful effects. They're therapy books. Okay. Diane does wonderful work with especially with the. With families of autistic and sensory disordered children. So Diane has a wonderful resource library and does amazing work. So
very important
in its own way.
And it was really good to, I'm glad I got to come to this event. This was really great to see this. I'm so happy for you and proud of you, Rich.
Thanks again. I'm glad you could make it. And thanks for the reading. It was great.
I was really happy to do it. All right. Happy holidays to everyone.
Thank you. Thank you all. And have a good rest of your day.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.